I'm guessing that companies that fight cyber terrorism and cybersecurity issues, I bet you their stocks are way, way up. Sears is way, way down. And Bitcoin, for some reason, is doing quite well. Let's check in with Jonathan Honig, our capitalist pig friend from capitalistpig.com. Follow him on Twitter, watch him on Fox Business, and a regular contributor here to the John and Ray Gabfest. Jonathan, I guess if I invest now in any sort of cyber protection issue, that sector, if you will, I'm guessing that I'm going to do pretty well.
Well, they are soaring on news of that global cyber attack. And great to be with you and this morning, John and Ray, and our audience. You know, the market's doing well. Just yesterday, although it's pretty quiet, you're not hearing about it as you were like when we passed the 20,000 mark. New all-time highs again yesterday for the market, the S&P and the NASDAQ. And you're right, John. In fact, these cyber stocks, these are companies like FireEye that basically provide network security for corporations big and small. Shares of those companies were up anywhere between 3 and 8% yesterday. They actually have a fund. The ticker symbol is HACK, H-A-C-K. The Traxime was up by about 4%. And it's real money to these companies. I mean, there's a study out that says companies whose servers are breached at all, their stocks fall by about 5% as a result, and they stay down for over 2 months. So the markets are moving generally higher, but the companies that do this protection for security are leading the way.
I tell my son, he's 18, anything in the medical field, anything in the security field, that's where you want to aim. I guess
Not retail.
I guess Adolph Sears and his descendants are having a rough morning. Is that correct?
Well, they're having a rough 5 years. I mean, Sears shares once traded in excess of $100 a share. They're down to $6 a share, John. And a lot of people think that these old retailers like Macy's, like JCPenney's, are literally not going to stick around and might be bankrupt by the end of the year. And you've seen it not just in the stocks, but, you know, also the jobs. We always hear about, you know, the coal miners, for example. The president loves to talk about the coal miners who's lost all their jobs. Well, you know, people who work in department stores have actually lost more jobs in the last decade than people who work in coal mines. Employment in department stores is down by about 50%. Coal mining jobs only down by about 30% over that period of time. So you're seeing that huge transformation in retail, and look for a lot of your favorite retailers to have some big going out of business sales in the not too distant future.
Talking here with Jonathan Honig, the capitalistpig.com genius. Also, you watch him on Fox Business, follow him on Twitter. Explain to me the theory behind what happened earlier this week, and the guy's going to hold up every website, every person with a computer for $300. How do the guys cash in Bitcoin, and how can I invest in Bitcoin if it's a currency of the future?
Yeah, remember we heard a lot about Bitcoin a couple of years ago. It kind of died down, but very quietly, especially with so much of the turmoil all over the year, the world, John, excuse me. You know, Bitcoin is that digital currency that's traded only online. Certain retailers are actually starting to accept it now, like online.com and other major retailers. So it's getting a lot of traction, if you will. It's up to $1,700 an ounce, 80% just this year. I just think, John, it's fear that's driving it. I mean, people, whether it's in Venezuela, whether it's in Russia, even here at home, people are scared of assets that have gone up so high. And Bitcoin really is, and this whole world of cyber currencies really are the new fad. And in fact, they're working on funds right now to let anyone invest in Bitcoin. But for now, it's strictly done online.
Terrific. Thank you, Jonathan. Are you working on Fox Business today?
I'll be on After the Bell with Melissa Francis at 3 o'clock today. Let's look for some new highs once again.
All right, we'll be watching. Thanks so much, Jonathan. Have a terrific day. That's Jonathan Honig joining us here on WLS.